Proclamation number 5097 of 31st of March, 1951. Justice of God. Long-suffering, mercy. I am a God of justice and yet exceedingly long-suffering and merciful. I still forgive before I carry out the threatened judgment because I still want to give all people the opportunity to recognize their wrongdoing, to repent of it and make amends, so that my justice is satisfied and I can only give my love to my creatures. But once my long-suffering and mercy recedes, and then I irrevocably hold court to settle the good and the evil, and then I give free rein to my justice and reward or punish each one according to merit and deed. One day is the day of retribution, otherwise I would not be who I am, for no human being on earth can sin with impunity, but just as all goodness is rewarded because I love my living creations. Hence love does not exclude my justice, and the last judgment on this earth is also an act of mercy because a complete sinking into the abyss is stopped, even though the being is considered such that it can one day reach the height for the purpose of which people are on earth. My justice is to triumph, otherwise I would confess to work against what is right and thus approve of evil or would have to leave it without punishment. My justice is so often doubted if my long-suffering and mercy are not immediately imposed on people, but this must and will happen one day. For my justice must be satisfied. And that is why I keep postponing the day that is supposed to bring the balance. My long-suffering and mercy shall be recognized by people who cry out for my justice. They shall know about my love which wants to save the spiritual beings in greatest danger and which is therefore often misjudged. But when the last day has come, my love will step back and let justice take precedence. And it will come as I have proclaimed. Every sin will find its punishment and every good work its reward, and my righteousness will be revealed. Amen.